All right, Trouble, say good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing this morning, actually finishing Os Lamed Gimel in Sidkas HaTzadik. So if you remember again, yesterday the Rebbe introduced us to the concept of the parameters of Zrizos, that as much as we are all familiar with the incredible need and profundity of the concept of Zrizos, alacrity, not just the performance of mitzvos, but the performance of mitzvos with a sense of zeal, with a sense of eagerness, with a sense of commitment, a sense of purpose. Nevertheless, Reb Tzadik pointed out that even Zrizos has its parameters. So for example, again, he quoted the example by the Akedah, Vayashkim Avraham Baboger. Amavinu gets up early in the morning. Why doesn't he just go the night before? Why doesn't he go immediately after God tells him? Because you see that even in Zrizos, there are parameters. There are parameters, which I will say, again, goes to the general idea of the need to find balance in life. Because if a person doesn't achieve a sense of balance, then even the most beautiful and meaningful midos could somehow go ahead and totally go awry, could totally go out of whack. So therefore, again, a person goes ahead and has a sense of zrizos, which is incredibly important, but that zrizos must be tempered with a certain degree of reality or contextual reality as well. Even Avraham Avinu gets up early in the morning, but doesn't go the night before. So Reb Tzadik goes on, he says, I will say, I'm continuing now along in the Be'uri HaChasidus on page Ayin Hay, which is the page that I sent out on the WhatsApp chat, in the left-hand column of the Be'uri HaChasidus, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Aval zeu rak misad hazrizos haru'uya lehe asos al yedei adam l'tzorech mitzvah levad. But says Reb Tzadik, when we speak about the parameters over here, these are the parameters that are made for the purpose when a person performs a mitzvah. Now, we'll define what he's explaining in just a moment. But when there is something that is urgent, we'll call it a matter that is a little bit lemala min hazman, a little bit above any particular time frame, he says, az yesh la'adam lehizdareis yoser. Then a person must exhibit even an additional level of zrizos. Vein chilik me'iz azman, ela ro'i lo gam lahashkim ulehizdareis od kodem zmana. So we'll say, this is actually very interesting. Reb Tzadik points out almost like two different types of situations. There's, we'll call it a mitzvah, or an opportunity, or an obligation, that is confined to a particular time frame. Particular time frame. Thank you, Moshe. A particular time frame. So, okay, so you have a mitzvah. So what does Zrizos say? Zrizos says, perform that mitzvah in the earliest part of that time frame. So we'll say, so this is the Zrizos in general that we are used to understanding. So it's a mitzvah to take a lulav during the day. During the day. So what's the halacha? The halacha is ideally you're supposed to wait until sunrise. But Zrizos, let me do it at alos. Let me do it already at dawn. No, that's not the mitzvah. Once sunrise comes along, then Zrizos says, try to do it as early as possible. That's what Zrizos says. But I will say, but for example, there would be no Zrizos in doing it before Nate's, or certainly no Zrizos in doing it at night, right? That doesn't. But yet then there are other things that are not necessarily confined to a particular time. There are things in life that have to get done. So those things in life that have to get done that aren't confined to a particular time, when should you do them? When should you do them, says Reb Tzadik? Now. Now. Zrizos says, do it now. Don't wait. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until it's a convenient time. Don't wait until it's better. Do it now. As Hillel said in Pirkei Avos, Im lo achshav emosai. If not now, then when? So it's such a fundamental distinction in Zrizos. So Zrizos means different things in different contexts. In a mitzvah which has a defined time, Zrizos means do the mitzvah at the earliest time, but not before that time. Because Rabbi said, so the paradigmatic example of this is, Avram Avinu somehow intuited that the Ribono Shel Olam did not want him to leave before daybreak. So Vayashkim Avraham Baboker, he gets up early that day. Because he understood that for him, the Zuzos was to leave that day, not the night before, not 2 days before, that day, that morning. Lulav and Esther, early that morning. But then there are other things in life that just have to get done. Other times in life that I have things I have to do personally, things I have to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obligations that I have. So at the end of the day, says Reb Tzadok, when do you do those things? Now. That's Jesus. And how he ties this back, Bosei, if you remember again, the way Reb Tzadok began this particular os was to go ahead and talk about the Beis HaMikdash. It was talking about the Beis HaMikdash. So specifically, again, he quoted the Gemara, which was from the Pasuk from Nehemiah, and Nehemiah said that we were working in the Beis HaMikdash, Va'anachnu osim b'malacha me'alos ha'shachar Ad Tseis HaKochavim. Shavuot says, if you remember again, so Nehemiah is working on Beis HaMikdash from dawn until nightfall. So you remember again, the Gemara used this pasuk to show the parameters of day. That the definition of day is from Alos until Tseis. But the Gemara said, well, maybe not. Maybe that's not the definition. Maybe, in fact, in the Beis HaMikdash, they were just Zoriz. They just had Zrizos. So they started working even before daybreak, already from dawn, and they continued working even after the conclusion of day, even until Tzeis HaKochavim. So it says, Rab Tzadik, he says, Sei ulamada sadarim minaga olam binyonam agashmiim. So I'm sorry, before we get to that. So Rab Tzadik says, you could learn this lesson, by the way, from the way we relate to the material world. What happens in the material world? He says, Sharim nishu poa b'iske olam hazeh, b'davar, turn the page, b'davar hanachotzlo, Ain't los rizos kvul mimosilaska. Suppose listen to this. When you have a business deal, says Reb Tzadok, or some type of material pursuit that is of great interest to you, no one ever says, you know what, it's too early in the morning to start working on this. You know what? It's a great deal. It could bring in $1 million. But you know what? It's after 5. I clocked out already. So if I clocked out already, it's after 5 p.m., I'm going to work on a business deal. Of course not. Doesn't make any sense. The work day's over. I'll start tomorrow. The Pesach says, no one says that. The opportunity for a great opportunity comes along. So when do you take it? You grab it. Someone calls you with a great business deal at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. It's $1 million deal. It's seven. I kind of stopped working at 6 o'clock. Let's pick this up tomorrow. At least I don't think people operate that. I'm not a businessman. But I would assume that somebody calls at 7 p.m. at the most inconvenient time, right? But they call with the $1 million business deal. I'm pretty sure most people take that call and do what they have to do. Says Reb Tzadok, that's Jesus. So again, in situations where opportunities come up, to do something great, to be something great. So Zrizos says, grab it and grab it now. That's different. There's other contextual Zrizos, like mitzvahs. So I can't take lulav at night. As zoriz as I am for lulav, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is by day. So I do it as early a day. So sometimes Zrizos has to operate within a particular framework of time. And sometimes Zrizos says, grab it and grab it now. And he ends off, Lachin sa'adayit ha'gimara. So Reb Tzadok ends off by saying, this is why the Gemara ends off by saying that the Gemara says, you're using the Pasuk in Nehemiah to teach me the definition of day and night. That day begins as of Alos, nighttime, and nighttime is Tzeis. But maybe not. Maybe by the Beis HaMikdash, they were just Zoriz. So what kind of example is the Beis HaMikdash? So the Beis HaMikdash is not like Lulav, right? The Beis HaMikdash rather is like the business deal, Lahav deal, right? So again, meaning what? The Beis HaMikdash was not confined to any particular time. And it was not, the Malacha of the Beis HaMikdash was not confined to any particular time. Therefore, Halacha Lemaisa, the Gemara said, maybe the example of the Beis HaMikdash was because they were being Zoriz. The Gemara says, no, the Pasuk in Nehemiah is coming to give me the definition of day and night. Rabbosai, but the takeaway for us is quite profound. We are all familiar with the need and the importance of Zrizos. But what we learn from Tzadok is really three things. Number one, like everything in life, you have to figure out the right way to apply any particular midah. Because we'll say sometimes you could take the most beautiful midah, but if you misapply it, it's disaster. Right? Remember, Yavos, we had this example in Mesillas from the Ramchal. Ramchal brings down this example by the midah of Chasidus. He says, people do some crazy stuff in the name of piety. We see this all the time. People do crazy stuff in the name of piety. That's not Chasidus. That's misapplied Chasidus. So it's Zrizos also, Rabosai. Person has to know when to apply Zrizos, when not. You know, Rabosai, there are some people who are just too eager too often. And what ends up happening is they just end up messing stuff up because it's well-intentioned, but the Zrizos just is applied in all the wrong ways. You try to take a lulav at night. It's Zrizos. No, you're actually messing up the mitzvah. Two types of zrizos. What we'll call like mitzvah type zrizos, where again, I have a particular time frame, do it as early as you can in the time frame, and then what we'll call situational zrizos. Situational zrizos says when opportunities arise. And when opportunities arise, as zrizos says, when do you grab them? Now. Just imagine the mitzvah is like the incredible business opportunity. No one says, I'm after hours, I can't talk to you about this opportunity. Rather, they grab it when it becomes available. We have to apply that same analysis, as Reb Tzadik, in our ruchni, in our spiritual lives as well. Recognizing that when opportunities come along in life, Zrizos demands that we grab them as quickly as possible. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll let Mirat Hashem pick up with Lamed Dalid. B'Shua Tova tomorrow.